They are immersed into that baptismal pool, and then as they come out of the pool, they're anointed with oil. And
so that's kind of like that sign of, that's kind of like that moment where they get saved, you might say.
Well, it's like the moment that brings it to completion.
Ultimately, we don't know who's going to be in heaven and who is not going to be heaven. What we can do, and what we're told as Muslims, is to be good and do good.
What is a Mormon perspective of salvation? What is that step that somebody needs to take to kind of enter into God's presence from a salvific standpoint?
Baptizing them. And we're commanded to be baptized. So baptism is a sacrament that allows us to enter his faith. And then there comes the gift of the Holy Ghost by the laying on of hands.
Through these rituals of initiation, water baptism, anointing, being sealed with the Spirit.
So to kind of gain a spot in the world to come, you need to live a good life, you know, kind of be an overall good person in the sense of keeping the commandments of God and and following Him.
It goes according to our actions. So if a person wants to sort of get paid, he has to do the work. Not to curse your creator, not to murder, not to steal, not to eat any limb or part of a limb that came off an animal while it was still alive.
So baptism is kind of that moment of where salvation comes to like a completion, I take it.
Well, it's the entry, it's the way you enter in, and then we have to keep going on.
What are some of the determining factors when somebody stands before God? What are some of the determining factors that God would look at to let them in?
Sure. Well, I mentioned one of them there. Did we feed the hungry? Did we clothe the naked? Did we welcome the stranger? Did we visit the one in prison? Throughout Scripture, it talks about our deeds. Our deeds matter.
In Islam, we have some principles for a person worthy of entering into paradise. Every good deed has a way, has a reward, and we believe in that. We actually believe there are scales. We don't know the description of the scales. We see scales in this world, but what? Scales can be even electronically in scale nowadays, you know, technology. So how would you scale the actions of a believer, men and women? So every good deed has a way.
So by keeping those laws as a Gentile, that kind of guarantees their spot in the world to come.
Correct.
Once you've entered in by baptism, is it done? No, it's not done. You have to press forward and endure to the end.
That's one way, but it's not the only way. The other step is anointing, and it's like an immersion into the mystery of the Spirit.
Keep on the path, you know, keep going. Keep.
Did they feed the hungry? Did they clothe the naked? Did they give drink to the thirsty? Did they visit the sick?
A person that's not Jewish only has to follow the seven Noahide laws.
And then we have to keep going on.
Through these rituals of initiation.
Every good deed has a way.
Water baptism, anointing.
If a person wants to get paid, he has to do the work.
Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. We preached this the other night. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Friends, can I tell you something? There's only one way to heaven. But mankind believes this. Yes, Jesus, of course, you must accept Jesus, but you have to do this as well. They add on to it. That's what a false gospel does, is it takes a pristine gospel, it takes a pure gospel, and adds to it what mankind thinks. One of the most dangerous things out there. See, A false gospel plus obedience. Think of this. Faith plus obedience. If you obey God, then He will forgive you and bless you and maybe save you someday. If you obey, if you are walking in obedience, maybe you'll be saved someday. The Bible tells us in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Works are no part of salvation. And again, people hear it over and over and over, and they are inoculated, and they see the hypocrisy of false religions out there who worship a Jesus who will not save unless there's works attached. That is not the Jesus Christ of the Bible. It's not the Jesus Christ of salvation. It's not the Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that came and died for our sins. That's a false Christ. That's a Christ that will not save. Amen. Many people believe by gaining heaven and good works is the best way to go. I can gain heaven if I do so many good works. I can gain heaven if I give enough money. I can gain heaven if I build a big enough temple. I can gain heaven if I do so much. Jesus says, your works are as filthy rags to me.